We're going to open this right up to the Gerald McCoy situation. A lot of people fired up. Twitter, blogs. How dare you criticize a member of the Buccaneers?
You know what's interesting is I stand by what I said. I think he talks too much for a guy that has not proven anything in this league. I stand by that. You know, I'm not a Gerald McCoy hater. I think when you look at his track record, there has not been the production that matches the ability that he has. And I think for Tampa to have success defensively, he's got to play at a Pro Bowl level, period. I've watched the game. I've seen the coach's copy. I watched the rebroadcast Friday night. He did get penetration. He was pretty good at the point of attack. At the end of the game, he had one tackle. There's a disconnect between his talent and production, and I feel like the gap needs to close. For us to win, he's the most talented front seven guy we have. I mean, Brian Price is somewhere, hopefully on a treadmill, trying to get to a point where he can play more than three plays. Roy Miller has a partially torn MCL, if I'm not mistaken. Excuse me, guys. I'm kind of under the weather a little bit. He's our guy. I mean, we got a rookie at middle linebacker. Nobody thinks Quincy Black is a top 10 Sam linebacker.
Is McCoy more talented than Claiborne and Bowers?
I think ability-wise, yeah, but he's got to produce. Like, I hear people say he played well. He didn't play well. He had one tackle. Like, my standard of expectation for him is much higher than most people here in Tampa. Like, you've got to produce at that position. Like, I'm going to always compare him to Ndamukong Suh because they came out of the same conference, the same draft. They were drafted 2-3. There's a disconnect there. I need him to start producing somewhere along those lines for Tampa to be successful, period.
And here's the thing that I think a lot of people don't get. Regardless if you're in high school, if you're in college, or if you play professional sports. And the reason why I'm going to go all the way back to high school is because we don't have a lot of professional athletes that are listening right now. But there's a lot of people that played on their high school teams. You didn't like the kids that came up from eighth grade and were freshmen your senior year. If they were mouthy, freshmen were to be seen, not heard, and really you didn't even want to see them. Same in college, and it's the same in professional sports. If you're a rookie, if you're a second-year player, if you're a very young player, you should not be out there spouting all sorts of nonsense. And listen, this is not against Gerald McCoy as a person. Seems like a great guy. Great personality.
You know, I always tell you, you know, I think different positions, different players, the great ones in the history of the game have certain attributes and characteristics, and that's what I want to see. Like, I've been around some great defensive linemen. You know, I played here with Sapp, Simeon. You know, when I went to Arizona, Cal Vandenbosch was the end. Darnell Dockett was a D-tackle. When I went to Detroit, young Sean Rogers, Indianapolis, Dwight Freeney, Robert Mathis. I've been around really, really productive, good defensive linemen. They don't say things like Mr. Brady, and they're not joking. They're out there trying to find out how can I dominate. And that's what I want from him. That's what I expect from him. And until I get it, I reserve the right to be opinionated about his performance. I'm just not a guy, and I watch the tape. Like, anybody that would want to challenge whether or not I've watched a game or look at the tape, I watch more tape than anybody in the Bay Area when it comes to the Bucks. I've been watching tape of him since he came from Oklahoma. I evaluated him coming out the draft. I see a very talented guy that doesn't necessarily produce to that talent. I stand by that. So far, I've been right. I hope I'm dead wrong. I hope he goes out and gets 15 sacks this year because that's what it's going to take for us to get to the next level, and that's where we need to go. I said on Friday, they're a young team where they're not going to be granted with the same learning curve that most young players are. They're going to have to produce. And that's just the reality of where they are right now.
And these are comments that weren't just based off one game. I think it was a culmination. That was a culmination point at his comments, the Mr. Brady comments, because we have said this, just not as strenuously, in previous weeks. Gerald McCoy talks a lot. He has a big Twitter following. You know, he has a good personality. That's great. But the problem is, when you tie in the fact that he's a young player who has not produced yet, notice we're not saying he'll never produce, but when you're the number three pick overall in the draft, you get, what, $35 million guaranteed, there is some level of expectation. And when you're not producing, you really need to take a step back and be seen and not heard. But once you start producing, be as talkative as you'd like. That's the point. And what I don't understand how these fanatical fans are listening, but they're not hearing.
And if you guys want to call in, if you guys want to text the show, 727-579-1010, 888-404-1010. You can text in at 440-1010. And don't call with those weak arguments about my career and how good you think I was. Like, that's irrelevant. Like, if I can't have an opinion, then if you didn't play, then how can you? Like, I've never been a person that says someone else can't have an opinion. I base my opinions on facts, on things that I've seen, on things that I've been able to be a part of. And if you agree with them, fine. If you don't, that's fine, too. I always give you an opportunity to disagree.
I got a question for
like,
you, Sean.
I know Steve disagrees. I invited him to call in and tell. I mean, he said that...
Steve White.
He said that no Patriot offensive lineman felt like they blocked McCoy. And I said no Patriot player felt like he made any plays either. So it was a wash.
I got a question for you, Sean.
How much
pineapple does Raheem Morris have in his diet? How much pineapple does Mark Dominick have in his diet? Because based on the arguments I'm hearing from a lot of people saying that, oh, Sean King, who was he? What did he ever do in the NFL? Based on that silly argument, you're right. They don't deserve to have an opinion based on that argument. And not only do they not, only one coach on this team deserves to, and that's Millard, the defensive line coach, who was a Pro Bowler. Otherwise, we shouldn't even care what Raheem Morris says. That's why it's a stupid argument. It's all about the analysis that is brought. Disagree with the analysis. I mean, that's the first rule of a radical. Justin can tell you about that.
Leave me out of this.
It's a tactic that people use. It's an old political trick, actually, that what they do is they don't want to discuss what you're saying, Sean. What they want to do is target you and talk about all the problems you have and not actually what you're saying. It's played out, and it's a stupid argument.
And you guys can call in. You can also follow me on Twitter, at RealSeanKing. I try and respond to all of the comments. So I definitely am used to people disagreeing with me. Last year, when I said that I thought the Bucs had a chance to win 9-10 games, people sent me the same text, emails. They thought I was crazy. I didn't know what I was talking about. I mean, I'm drilling right. Excuse me for our sound, guys. I am catching a cold here. Being around Toby David can have its side effects.
Yeah, it's tough, huh? If you guys want to join the show today, 888-404-1010, 727-579-1010. The only reason we brought this back up again is because it created a firestorm for whatever reason.
Which is good. Hopefully it lit a fire under McCoy.
I hope so.
I hope so. I hope he realizes. And I know he heard about it. I hope he understands that he has to produce at a Pro Bowl level, period.
So wait, you're telling me you want McCoy to produce?
Is that fair? Is that unfair? Because he's a second-year guy? It may be, but that's the reality of where we are. I mean, he's got to produce at a third pick in the draft, Pro Bowl-type level for us to be successful defensively, period.
You know, Sean, I'm having trouble believing this because considering all the negative things you said about McCoy, it sounds to me like you hate McCoy, you hate the Bucs, and you're just trying to get picked up by ESPN. Is that really what's going on here? Because
yeah.
You're just such a Bucs hater. Yeah. I mean, that's what I've been reading all over the internet. A lot of those internet tough guys spouting out about how bad of a quarterback you are. It's funny how their opinions mean so much, but somebody who actually played in the league, they can't have an opinion unless it's positive about the Bucs.
I thought I was pretty good looking.
I could not judge that one way or another.
That was a long time ago.
I tell you, you were half the man that you are today. If you guys want to join the show, 888-404-1010, 727-579-1010. Text the show at 440-1010. Again, before we go out to the phone line, this is all about McCoy and backing up his talk. He can talk all he wants once he starts proving it on the field. He hasn't produced yet. Anybody who says otherwise, I don't know what you're pointing to. He could produce. He has the potential to produce. He's only played one season. Nobody here is calling him a bust. He has the ability to.
My expectation for him is different than a lot of other people. Until he produces, I'm not just a guy that sits back and says he played good. He didn't. He had one tackle. Like, I'm just saying, I've been around the great ones. I've been around them. I know what they look like. I know how they communicate with the fan base, with the media. I understand this. I don't see those characteristics right now with him, and I hope they change. I hope he understands he has to produce.
All right, let's